This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
WEEI Afternoons from Buffalo Wild Wings across the street from Lambeau Field, day two of the NFL Draft. Patriots have three picks tonight, which begins at 7 p.m. Eastern, starting with their 38th selection, unless they trade up. We rolled with the punches there a little bit with the Will Campbell press conference from Gillette Stadium. We're going to get it back now to the three-point stance. If you remember, if you were listening, you recall I was talking about our walk through the neighborhood next door to Lambeau Field. I got a new appreciation for everything that goes into being a Packers fan and being a Green Bay resident next to Lambeau. Fitzy, I think you've experienced some of this in the past.
Indeed, I was actually there. I was working for the Pro Football Hall of Fame on an initiative in 2009. And the day that we set up a promotional event outside to promote the Hall of Fame, I had Bart Starr on stage. It was awesome. And it was actually the day that Favre returned. It was the Favre versus Rodgers game, Favre for the Vikings against the Packers in 2009. So I was on hallowed grounds and got to watch a historic game. It was just like football dreams come true type of day.
And these people that tailgate in their driveway, that have parties, so, you know, fire pits, outdoor TVs.
If we were feeling it, Andy, you and I could probably have just walked up and said, hey, we're from New England. Can we join you? And they would have said, yeah, here, grab a beer.
And this is no shot to any other stadium, any other fan base. I just think there's a unique setup at Lambeau. And now they've developed some of it with Title Town and condos and all that.
Incredible development around
Beautiful.
The stadium.
Beautiful.
Absolutely incredible.
But even cooler than that are all these sort of ranch one-level homes with these garages that are the ultimate tailgating experience. So I'm very appreciative to have gotten sort of a firsthand look at that.
You know how smart it would have been to buy into one of those little ranch homes 15 years ago before Airbnb took over? Because now they've all poured between like $50,000 and $100,000 into them with the sliding, retractable garage doors and keg lines and neon signs. Ted, these places go for on a standard weekend, not NFL draft weekend. It's an all-inclusive, usually like six-bedroom now that a lot of them are. And you and your friends can come in for the ultimate Packers or football road fan weekend for approximately $20,000.
Holy Moses. Yeah.
But a lot of them come with bartenders, Andy, stocked fridges, Lineys and Miller Lights out the wazoo. They're incredible.
Let me tell you, man, Midwesterners know how to throw a party, man. They know how to throw a party.
No, you're not. You ain't joking.
And it was on full display yesterday. Yep. I got family in Iowa. I mean, it's just like there's so much, really, so many thoughts when it comes. I'll tell you about just the property itself, like kind of Title Town versus Patriot Place. I mean, what's incredible here is that there are, Fitzy, there are residences on the property. Like, people literally live
next
here
door.
Year-round.
Yes.
And beautiful residences.
Imagine apartments and houses at Patriot Place. Like, people literally want to live next to Lambeau Field. Or my guess is there's a lot of people that split their time, right? They live half their, you know, the time in Florida and the other half here in the football season. And you know what? I almost get it. It's like a college football program, but on steroids.
Right. And there, as they announced the pick last night, they referenced, you know, they're all shareholders. The only team that is community owned.
That's right.
So Ted, what was your 3-point stance?
Oh, you know, real quick, this is just a tip of the cap or an acknowledgement to a player that got drafted last night in the first round, of course, 21st overall pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was a defensive tackle named Derek Harmon. Out of Oregon, and it's heartbreaking. It hit me like a thunderbolt. What happened to this young man last night? But his mom, Tiffany, has had health issues her whole life. She has had 8 different brain surgeries in her life. God. She was on life support system during the draft last night. And after Derek Harmon was drafted, he's telling people he was on his way to tell his mom that he's going to play in the NFL. And in that time, his mother passed away.
Oh, my God.
And so Derek Harmon, defensive tackle for the Steelers out of Oregon, just listening to his comment, he said bittersweet. Can you imagine?
No.
The day you get drafted is when, you know, the woman of your life you just adore more than anything passes and isn't there to see it. It's just – it's heartbreaking. And I give this kid so much credit that he was able to show up and be there and be available. I'm a huge fan of this kid now, knowing the story, and I just wanted to tell that story so people kind of know what happened for that young man last night. Just a heartbreaking story, Fitzy.
Yeah, to reach the pinnacle or the goal that you've always held high, that you know she made so many sacrifices for and lived her life to see you realize, only to then tell her and then have her pass moments later is just. It's red that there's such melancholy and tragedy in that, Ted. It's beautiful, but it's just also just heartbreaking.
It is. Well, what do you got, Fitzy? You got something for us?
I was all geeked up, and I know we're a little clipped for time now, but basically in a nutshell, my 3-point stance today was all about pivoting away from the disappointment or frustration or I would say fanatical ambivalence that a lot of people from stadium to social media and beyond displayed for the drafting of Will Campbell. Now we're beyond the T-Rex arms and making the jokes about reach and everything else. You've had a chance to hear from him about how much his family means to him, how much it means to play for the Patriots, how much it's going to mean to block for and protect Drake May. And at this point now, we all need to just get behind the big guy. And if he plays half as well as he soundbites, if he delivers half of the punch on field that he does in some of these speeches, then maybe, just maybe, we got a dog out there. So, you know, I'm not complaining. I ain't grousing anymore about it. I'm all in.
That's right. Whether you wanted
him
or
not, he's
yours now.
He's ours.
And you can't have the other guys you did want because they went somewhere else. Yep. So love him, accept
him. Love the one you're with.
That's right. Root for him. And up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to touch on the Boston Celtics. They have a playoff game tonight. We're going to continue to talk to the media members about the pick of Will Campbell. Talk to our buddy Mike Giardi, as we do every Friday. We'll get into Shedeur Sanders and his wait to get selected. All things NFL draft and a touch of Celtics next on WEEI Afternoons.